What are the facts and how long will they last? In the COVID world, contesting info and weaponized uncertainty form what seems an ever larger part of our world. But according to artist Agnieszka Korant, the fuzziness is nothing new. To illustrate, she created the half-life of facts, a kind of periodic table of fictions, lies and wounded truths, which currently hangs in Dublin's Science Gallery, ready for the now-shuttered exhibition without visitors, ironically called Invisible. Culturefile contacted Korant in the now traditional manner down the line from her home in Brooklyn to talk lies, damn lies and official briefings.
We're in Brooklyn, we're locked down, but we still try to go out a little bit, you know, when the weather is nice, to go to the park for a walk, just to stay sane. People are, you know, very obedient. Everybody's wearing masks, even the joggers, even people on bikes. Everybody's wearing masks. It's actually difficult to recognize anyone. Like, I saw a person I knew on the street recently, and I couldn't recognize that this is a friend of mine, because they all wear masks, you know, bandanas and whatnot, glasses.
One of the things that's been a battle in this whole pandemic has been about information, about what are the facts and who do we believe, and a certain amount of facts changing over time. That's something that your work has always sort of paid attention to.
Yes, I've really been interested in this questions of truth and fiction, how both of these categories are constructed. And today we're living in times when scientific progress and also like social progress are accelerating, and especially with digital technologies. And so the notion what is fiction is very volatile, because what was fiction yesterday could be truth today. You know, if people were thinking about some kind of global pandemic as a science fiction scenario, we're living it now. You know, thinking about, for example, like paradigm shifts in science, how they were like major changes that happened once in a while. These days, we are dealing with paradigm shifts every single day, like the discoveries, the development of knowledge in artificial intelligence and synthetic biology, gene editing. It's bringing solutions that we considered as science fiction every single day. And we have to adapt our knowledge systems, our philosophical, ontological apparatus on the fly. And obviously it's a big challenge, because often we don't have tools to analyze this new phenomena, this new discoveries, developments. It's an interesting moment to live in. Of course, it's horrifying, it's dangerous, like what we're experiencing right now. It's obviously very, very challenging for humanity. But I think that from like a sociological point of view or philosophical point of view, the transformations of the human that are accelerating are really very, very significant.
One series of your works is very specifically looking at the question of facts, the half-life of facts we're talking about here. And what you're looking at there is, one, these elements that are completely fictional, but another, that all facts will, to some extent, decay.
Yes, this is something that I have been exploring a lot, because precisely the different bits of knowledge that we consider as truths are being disproved. But, you know, there are a lot of misconceptions that exist in more like popular culture or everyday life. Like, for example, you know, there was a mathematical error committed by a scientist at the beginning of the 20th century. This mathematician analyzed the amount of iron present in spinach, and he put the decimal point at a wrong spot. And as a result, the entire science considered that spinach was rich in iron, and it was just like a misprint. And as a result, you know, generations of kids were consuming spinach, and now we know that there's no iron present in spinach. Similarly, we can, for example, think about the entire history of iconography of world art history, where a very important iconic image was a depiction of an apple from the Bible as the fruit offered by the snake to Eve. So there are entire iconographic traditions established on this image, on this kind of archetype. And then it has been discovered that it was a result of a mistranslation of the Bible from Aramaic, because the word apple and the word evil were very similar. So in fact, it was described originally as a fruit, but there was no concept of an apple. In fact, there were no apples growing in that part of Middle East when these texts were composed. Pretty much now we can realize that everything that we consider as truth, as a scientific truth, can be disproved over time. To remove a piece of information that has been disproved scientifically, to completely remove it from academic publications. Until the proliferation of digital culture, it took about 50 years to completely remove a piece of information that was scientifically disproved. Obviously, this process of elimination has accelerated. But meanwhile, you know, what interested me is that it's very different when it comes to proliferation of fictions in society that is not part of scientific discourse. So the amount of time that a misconception is completely disproved and vanishes from popular imagination, from the collective unconscious or collective knowledge, it's a very often much longer time, because it's about circulation of information, just like social contagion. And the subject of this project was a kind of comparison of how in society knowledge circulates differently, and facts that have an expiry date very often last much longer as they are becoming a word of mouth.
I guess you must be very tempted to update with the things that are coming from the White House recently, like the use of bleach, like all these things. You can sort of see a point of inception that's quite recent, and it would be interesting to see how they decay or don't decay or spread.
Definitely, we are at a point where things are collapsing, obviously, and the all the kind of programs and myths that capitalism was successful at selling them for many years. All these concepts are collapsing in front of our eyes, and obviously this is a time of unrest, and this is precisely the time when a lot of fictions are proliferating and a lot of populist movements are products or phenomena that are stemming from these fictions. Precisely because it's impossible to kind of disconnect it from how societies are formed, this is precisely why it's so difficult to fight populisms, that they are so much at the core of what civilization was from the beginning.
Agnieszka Korant there on the half-life of facts. And if you'd like to hear an extended version of that conversation, the Culturefile Weekly, this coming Friday at 7 here on RTE Lyric FM, is the place for your ears.